Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ball Nation.
Let's go. Huge day.
Massive weekend. Man. We are presented by Illegal Pete's. Everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. We have a doubleheader in the NCAA tournament. We will definitely get to that. But we have 2 5-stars, 2 blue-chip recruits.
Yes, sir.
In Boulder, visiting the Champion Center right now.
Wow. As I just tweeted out, a massive recruiting weekend in March?
Yeah.
That's not normal.
No. It's different out here.
And just so we're clear, Coach Prime, is he going to their houses or are they going to his?
Huh, interesting. I think they're traveling across the country to Boulder, Colorado.
Okay, all right.
Fascinating.
That's crazy. I don't know how he does it.
Crazy. You just can't, you know, recruit at the college football level without going to recruits' houses. So
yeah, exactly.
Juju Lewis, though, he's back. Second visit in Boulder. The 2025 five-star quarterback, the number 2 quarterback in the class out of Carrollton, Georgia, Carrollton High School, 6'1", 185. Just a quick recap. Again, still current USC commit, has been committed to USC since August, but is back again, and he is at practice today watching Shador and Pat Shurmur and all the Buffs work out.
Unbelievable, man. This dude is a baller.
Yeah.
Like a true baller. And something that I love about him is when you watch him, he reminds me of an electric college quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously doesn't have the prototypical NFL quarterback size that like Bryce Underwood has, but he has that just wiggle to him and like just a lot of just shake and like
suddenness.
Yeah, suddenness. And he's out there just like making plays in the backfield and throwing, you know, like different arm angles, and he would be so fun to watch in Boulder if he were to become a Buff.
His 247 scouting report calls him a true escape artist.
Yeah,
making plays in the pocket, outside of the pocket, extending plays. I wouldn't really call him a runner, but he's got that ability behind the line of scrimmage that the play's never dead.
It's a little bit Kyler Murray-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, Kyler obviously runs a decent amount, but you're not calling a lot of designed runs for him, because you don't want to expose him, but just like that little jittery, like shake and duck and dive and, dodge as they say, it's fun to watch. He's really fun to watch. And we've talked about this before. This is a kid who's been kind of considered a phenom since he like entered middle school.
Yeah. Very highly touted, reclassified from the 26 class to the 2025 class. So he's going to be a younger player. He was a finalist for the Gatorade National Player of the Year Award last year. Went 11-2 last season for Carrollton. They reached Georgia's 6A quarterfinals. He completed 65% of his passes for 3,094 yards. 48 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. Just an absolute dog.
Might be what Shador does this year, though.
For sure. But he's there and he's watching. You know, he's the guy who mentioned Pat Shurmur when he was asked about his first visit, about how it went. And he mentioned Pat Shurmur and how he's someone that he could really learn from and use his coaching to help him take his game and elevate it to that NFL level, that superstar NFL level, if you will. And he's just out there watching how it all goes down, basically, too.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. This one, this is, I'm trying not to get too into Julian Lewis. Mm-hmm. Because that's like, I don't know, just imagining him playing as a Buff under Coach Prime with the weapons that they've brought in, like, your daydreams can travel to far places.
Again, committed to USC, and he's going to take some more visits this summer/spring. Georgia is heavily involved in his recruitment, too, Adam Munster Tiger said on 247. But it does seem like, I guess, a three-team race at this point between USC, Colorado, and Georgia.
Yeah. Someone in the comments said, he reminds me of Lamar. Hope his passing is better than Lamar's. Well, Lamar's passing was good enough to win him a Heisman.
Yes.
Right?
And two MVPs.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing okay. The second guy. The top athlete in the 2026 class, 247 Sports Composite 5-star, Aaron Gregory, 6'3", 170, out of Douglas County High School in Douglasville, Georgia, plays wide receiver and defensive back. Dare I say the next Travis Hunter?
Well, I'm sure he believes that.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure because of that, that's why he's very interested in Colorado. It's kind of funny how that happens where recruiting can almost be self-fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get a guy who has success, and then players are like, oh, okay, well, if that coaching staff can have success with that type of player, then that's the right place for me. At a much lower scale, it's kind of how Tad Boyle has always found a way to have good guards.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he started with Alec Burks, who's a little more of a wing, but even like Corey Higgins, and then it goes into Spencer Dinwiddie, and then it goes into McKinley Wright, and then it goes into KJ Simpson. It's like, players like seeing players like them succeed at a certain program, and then they want to go there too. You said number one athlete in the class.
Number one athlete, 11th overall player in the 26th class.
Let's go.
Yes. Last year for Douglas County High School.
There's a Douglas County High School in Colorado. I don't think they've ever had any 5-star athletes, though.
Probably not. He played in 10 games, 41 receptions, 795 yards, 8 touchdowns. That's a 19.4 yards per reception average. Defensive side of the ball, it seems like he's still kind of working on polishing his skills there. Only 17 tackles, 20 total tackles, 1 TFL. Production on the ball, no interceptions, only 2 passes defensed. But he's being touted as a two-way player at this point.
Love it.
Also, we've talked about this guy a lot. Mantrez Walker.
Yeah.
The 3-star linebacker out of Buford, Georgia, at Buford High School, was committed to Michigan at one point, has been connected to the Buffs quite a bit. And today, Anna Adams, 247 Sports Recruiting Analyst, filed a crystal ball for the Buffs to land Mr. Mantrez Walker.
Let's go. A Mantrez among boys. this dude is the truth. I really want him. Really want him.
And it's every time we talk about him, we talk about this Buford pipeline. Yep. And one of the last things Charles Kelly did before he left the program was take a trip to Buford and sent out a bounty of offers to 5-stars and just really started to build and lay that pipeline. Mantrez Walker could be the first in that line.
Would love to see it. Would absolutely love to see it. Keep that Colorado-Georgia pipeline open.
We need it.
Whether it's Buford or Douglas County or somewhere else.
Mantrez Walker is supposed to commit at some point soon. Let me try and find it real quick before we move on here. But he is a 2025 player, so the current class. He's also rated a 4-star by Rivals. We, of course, haven't really gotten a rankings update in quite a bit. Said commitment coming in April. So that's good news, getting a crystal ball at this point.
Great news.
Just some stuff from Pro Day, too. A lot of people, us included, very bummed out that Zay is dealing with this injury and wasn't able to work out at Pro Day. And Aaron Wilson, NFL reporter, reported that Zay Weaver's scheduled to have a private pro day on April 3rd. So he's going to get some work in. Some scouts will be there. He'll at least be able to put up some numbers and work out a bit. and just prove the player that he is to these NFL teams.
Love it. Love it. He needs to get in front of them for sure. Hopefully he can boost his stock a little bit.
And then today, Mike Kliss reported that the Broncos have conducted a local visit with Jordan Dominick.
That's cool, man. Do they get unlimited local visits? I know there's a limit on, what's it called?
Top 30?
Top 30 visits, obviously 30.
Mm-hmm.
Is there unlimited local visits? Is it like,
I guess?
I wonder if there's something about having to pay for a plane ticket.
Right.
Like if they can just drive there, then you can do it.
Yeah, just pull up to the facility in Del Valle.
Yep.
And then the last note really from these pro prospects, Derek McClendon was one of the stars of Pro Day on Tuesday. He's already been invited to Falcons local Pro Day on April 12th. Aaron Wilson also reporting that the Broncos, Eagles, and Raiders have also shown interest. He scored a 27 on the Wonderlic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. The Wonderlic's one of the dumbest things in sports.
It is, but...
Kinda, yes, good job. Yes, good job. But also, kill the Wonderlic. What are we doing?
Have you ever taken one?
Yes.
What'd you get?
I don't remember, but it's one of the... It's like... Two cars are traveling 60 miles per hour and 50 miles yes. per hour. They travel for 72 minutes. How far did each one travel? What the fuck does that have to do with football?
Processing speed, bro.
No. No. That is not what that does.
Okay. Fair enough, then.
That has nothing to do with looking out there and saying, okay, that looks like cover two, and then snapping the ball and be like, oh, actually, it's a cover two disguise. They rolled the safety down. Now it's cover three. There's no correlation.
We need a Madden-lick test.
Anything but whatever they're doing right now. Like, why are we making these kids take the fucking SATs all over again?
I have no idea.
Give me a break.
There you go. There's a lot going on right now with CU football. They had practice today. Obviously, we weren't there. They didn't have any media today. But Juju's there.
Yeah.
That's probably why, honestly. All these kids are there.
They didn't want a reporter who will not be named to go try and interview them.
Yes. And then I'm not going to drop the name, but Adam Munster Tiger had put a VIP article up on this.
Uh-huh.
There's another highly touted 2025 player in Boulder.
Wow, you didn't even tell me this.
I did not. I can show you real quick if you want.
Sure.
There you go. And I will read this ad. Shout out to our friends over at Circus Sportsbook. Once we are done here, guys, we are going to hop on our Bracket Insanity live stream going on downstairs at the DMVR bar. Special shout out to Circa because we are using them to make a ton of money with their sportsbook. You guys can download it now if you're in the state of Colorado. What's the word again? Hand pick or hand set their lines?
Yep. So artisanal lines.
So there's more artisanal lines. So there's more juice on them than most other books. So check them out. Download the Circus Sportsbook app at circussports.com. Circus Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circus Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Also, shout out to Breckenridge Brewery. It is Friday. Doesn't feel like
Hell yeah. Yesterday felt like Friday.
We've just been in the mix like all week. Everything's just blended together. The week's actually gone by really fast.
Yeah.
And after this show, for the most part, we're done with work. We just get to enjoy March Madness the rest of the weekend. That means it's Breck Brew time, so get you some Breck Brews today. If you're looking for a beer with a little more flavor, a little more body, I like that word that you used yesterday. If you like a beer with a body, you got to hit a Breckenridge Brewery. go to thebreckbrew.com and use the beer locator to find the nearest Breck Brews to you so you can get
what's up
beer with a body. Speaking of Douglas County High School, Douglas County's own Tyler Ziskin in
what's
the building.
What's up, dude?
Not well, much.
You're just in time. Cause we're
There's a five-star prospect in Boulder this weekend from Douglas County High School in Georgia. And I said, there's another one in Colorado. I don't think they had any five-star prospects, though.
All right. Doubleheader today, CU Hoops. The men play at 2:30. The women play at 5. Men taking on Florida in the 7-10 matchup. The women taking on the Drake Bulldogs in the 5-12 in Manhattan, Kansas. We are, so Marquette is playing right now against Western Kentucky on the other side of this, I guess, little pod in the bracket for CU. They're up by 8.
Man, things almost got really interesting there for a second, Jake. Not to count out Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers could still pull this off. But for a second there, there was a chance that it was going to be Oakland, NC State, Western Kentucky in our little pod of the bracket.
Yeah.
Playing, you know.
The winner of this game.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been, if the Buffs could beat Florida, they'd be playing Western Kentucky for a chance to go to the Sweet 16. Western Kentucky, again, within 6 with 6 minutes left, so don't count them out. But let's just take care of our own business.
Definitely. The Buffs are 1.5-point favorites now. They were dogs last night.
Oh, wow. They're faves?
So we're actually on the – did you get in on the Buffs?
I did.
Excellent.
I was on a streak of the Buffs winning every time I bet against them, so I was riding that. But that didn't work in the Pac-12 championship game, so now I can...
Yeah, you start a new streak,
yeah,
right?
I can start a new streak, exactly.
So we'll see how this game goes. Florida again without their big. He broke his leg in the SEC title game. The Buffs could be getting Julian Hammond back. Tad said that they haven't really practiced since that first 4 game.
Do we want that?
I don't know. I mean, Cody hasn't really been given anything off the bench.
I'm going, like, 6-man rotation.
I mean,
with Ruffin as the 6th.
It's time, yeah.
In theory, on paper, you'd like to have someone to run the offense to give KJ Simpson a little break. Maybe you could even run them together and get KJ off the ball a little bit, but it's...
Whoa!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the idea of adding someone new to the mix right now.
Yeah.
I'm in on KJ Simpson 40 minutes.
Is this a big Eddie Lampkin game today?
Honestly, with Tyler here, does their backup big? Like, is that somewhere where Eddie can get a little work in?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, yeah, it's not as much a, like it was against Utah where he could just push people around. Yeah. And that's the thing with Florida that scares me and scares everyone, right, uh-huh. is their length, their athleticism. Similar to Florida State in that way, in the sense that it just makes life difficult for the Buffs because that's not an area where they, you know, exceed.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit more in the strength department rather than the length and athleticism. It's a place where you would love Cody Williams to step up, but if I'm Tad, I'm giving Cody a short leash on a short stint in the first half to just see if he has any rhythm yet, because last game was very, very concerning from a Cody Williams standpoint.
Yeah, his 4th game back?
Yeah.
Starting with that Utah game, all been coming off the bench, but he's kind of just had to build up to it almost every time he's come back this season.
Yeah.
It's always taken him a handful of games to really get in the groove and become the player that's a 5-star caliber. We've seen it. He can do it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, I don't know if he's completely healthy at this point, one, and then obviously coming off the bench is a different dynamic than what he was doing early in the season.
Yeah, I am just crossing my fingers, doing anything I can. We have to have a good shooting game at some point.
So the Buffs haven't scored like over 80 since the beginning of this last eight game win streak. It was game 4, I think, was the last time they went over 80.
Yeah, it's been a while. We talked about it the other day, but like Utah I thought was a solid offensive game from them. But other than that, they've just been so stuck in the mud. It was very clear in the Pac-12 title game, honestly the Pac-12 semis and the Boise game, that they're tight.
Mm-hmm.
Like the stakes being so high is affecting them. Yeah. There was like 4 air balls in the first half last game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at some point they got to settle in, right? Like
you would think, man. I mean, they definitely have the talent and the capabilities to light up a scoreboard and just win a game decisively. But their backs have been against the wall for the greater part of a month and a half now. And I think that's why they've come out so tight so often, because they've literally been in do-or-die games for the last at least 3 weeks or so.
Yep. All right, give me your leading scorer prediction.
I'm going with KJ.
Okay. Safe bet.
I mean, Tristan was on fire in the first four game, but this is KJ's time.
I like that. KJ's also going to have his hands full on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. That's where we probably need him even more. That's hard to say. But he's going to have his hands full on both ends of the floor. I'm going to go back to Tristan.
I love it.
Tristan has been, he especially last game, just looks like he has his feel. He has his shot. He kind of knows where he can attack and where his spots are right now. I think that Florida is going to watch that Boise tape and just say, like, okay, well, you take away KJ's spots, and it makes it a lot harder for him to have an impact on the game, at least for the first 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas Tristan, it's a little bit harder to, like, take, you know, collapse the paint to take that away from him. He has a lot of different ways he can get it done. So I think we get a big Tristan game. Might be wishful thinking, but I'm trying to will it into existence.
We just need someone else to step up, though. If yes. someone can have a big game and then there's a solid number two, whether it's Luke, Eddie, or Ruff, like, just hitting like three or four threes, something like that.
Give me three Luke O'Brien threes.
Yes. Feeling really good. Again, Buffs favorites, -1.5 on the line. The women taking on Drake at 5 right after. They are 8.5-point favorites. They are the 5 seed in this matchup. They are in Manhattan, Kansas for this game. They have been, it's the dynamic between the men's and the women's team as the seasons were coming down the line here.
Yeah.
Very, very different, because the women started the season extremely hot, was a top 5 team, and they've kind of faltered really since the midpoint of the season.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's the same thing that I was saying back then, which is what I loved about the team so much, is that has kind of reared its head, which is they don't have stars.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Jalen Sherrod is a all-time great Buff. Mm-hmm. But when I say they don't have stars, I just mean when you watch the upper-tier women's basketball teams, there's just they have players who can get their shot and make their shot at a level that no one else on the floor can do. Juju Watkins of the world.
Caitlin Clark.
Obviously the best. But, you know, you go through all of those teams. That's one thing the Buffs don't have. And when they've gone up against those teams, that's showed. Now, Drake, not a team that necessarily has that either. They're actually a lot more like the Buffs. They're also, I believe, on like a 20-plus game win streak right now.
They're a 29-5 basketball team.
I think they're on like a 23-game win streak.
The last time they lost was against Illinois State. This is right in the middle of the schedule, so this is could be December, January.
Yeah, it's been a long time, so they're really, really hot. They're going to give the Buffs a handful. I don't love this for CU. Oh, my God. I don't love this for CU compared to last year, where it was like they're kind of just out of nowhere, surprise team, a little bit of an underdog. Now, this year, it's like they came in, everyone knows who they are because they got up so high. They didn't get the seed they wanted. It's a little bit of an uncomfortable spot. Getting this first win would be huge.
Definitely. Time to get back on the winning side of things.
By the way, Marquette's extended the lead to 13. Not looking good for the Hilltoppers.
Bummer. Dogs are kind of barking a bit today, though.
But we can beat Marquette if we get through Florida. Yeah, so game we're watching right now is San Diego State up 1 on UAB. Just had a huge offensive rebound, unfortunately.
And someone just fouled out.
Yep.
With 1 minute left.
1 minute left. Let's get 1 out of 2 here.
All right. This ad break is all about making money.
We like that.
And our friends at American Financing can help you do that. They can help you save your own money. They can get you a pre-approved letter in 24 hours or less. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are in it for you and can get you in a home for as little as $1,000 down. You could save on average $854 a month with our friends over at American Financing. They're a local Colorado-based company, but they are available in all 50 states, so hit them up. All it takes is a 10-minute phone call, no obligations, to get you into the best investment you can make in Colorado, a home. Call today and tell them DNVR sent you at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or go to AmericanFinancing.net/DNVR. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, APR for rates in the five star at 6.799% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 303-695-7000 for details about credit costs and terms.
Also, shout out to Premier Members Credit Union, a.k.a. PMCU. We like anything that has CU in it. And so shout out to Premier Members Credit Union, where when you become a new member, they just straight up give you $200. It's a pretty amazing deal. All you have to do is open a checking account and sign up for e-statements. It's that easy. It'll be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more.
All right, you ready for this final segment?
I am. What'd you cook up for us?
So we're gonna do a draft today.
Drafting against each other.
Yeah. We're drafting our own teams.
Okay. This is... Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Ask Alyssa. But we are going to draft basketball teams from the football roster.
Okay.
Who goes first?
I will happily take the number one pick in this draft.
I mean, there's a consensus number one guy.
Exactly.
Here.
You want a rock, paper, scissors for it?
Let's do it.
All right, on shoot. Yep. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's go.
Damn it.
With the first pick in the draft, I'm taking Travis Hunter.
Well, it's over. Fun draft. Great job, Jake. Great idea.
Come on. It's a team game. Let's go.
All right. I guess I get 2 and 3.
Yes. And if you want, I will give you a hint that there are two very good players who have yet to arrive on campus because they're finishing their high school basketball seasons.
Yeah.
And you also have the son of a former NBA player on this roster.
Ooh, good point. Thank you for the scouting report.
You're welcome.
I'm taking none of them.
Okay.
First and foremost, I want Savion Washington.
Great pick. Great pick.
You have the guards. You're going to beat me. You're going to have the best guard on the floor. Give me the best big man on the floor.
You have the tallest player on the team.
Yes, I need the tallest player on the team to at least hold it down and be a rim protector for me. I have no idea about his hoop skills, but he looks athletic, you know?
He does, yeah.
He doesn't look like he's a sloppy 6'8".
He's healed from the ankle injury. He's all healthy now. Yeah.
Yep. And then I want like a really good, damn it. I need like a good athlete here. You know, let me stay in the post.
Okay.
I'm going to dominate the post.
All right.
And I'm going to take a five-star athlete who played basketball. Give me Savelle Smalls.
Fair enough. Okay.
By the way, quick work from Yaya getting this up.
That's well done, Yaya. Thank you,
impressive.
Bro. All right, since you're leaning in on size, do I double down on the athleticism, or do I try and combat you here?
Mrs. Dawn said somebody's going to get hurt.
Let me go with, you know who I'm going to take? I'm going to take both. I'm taking Walter Taylor. There you go, Reef.
Why?
Because he's 6'5 and an athlete.
Okay. All right.
He could sling it. I believe in his hooping abilities, even though I've never seen him touch a basketball.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right.
Oh, I get two, right?
Yeah.
Then let me take I'll take Cam Michael.
Okay. All right. Good pick. All right. Back to me for 2 in a row, right?
Yep.
I am going to take Omarion Miller.
Okay.
Give me a little wing presence there.
Mm-hmm.
And then... also, no idea about his hooping abilities, but he just looks like he would be a great guard. Jimmy Horn.
I was nearly about to pick him.
Yeah.
So well done.
It's so unfair because I literally have no, like, I'm building a great squad here. The size is perfect. And there's just no way that I can win against Travis Hunter, who could probably be in this tournament right now.
Probably.
If he wanted to be.
You got to put Cam Michael. K-A-M. M-I-M-I-K-E-L-L. I need some grit on this team, so I'm taking Shiloh.
Oh, I like that.
And then with my final pick.
Something went wrong here because you had the first pick, so you should also have the last pick, but that's okay. I might have been
safe. Yeah, what happened here? Wait, no, this is right. No, okay. And then I pick last here.
So now it's back to me?
No,
All right, just go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay. I'm taking Jordan Seaton.
All right. I need another guard.
Draylon Miller's the other kid who wasn't.
Yeah, no, I know.
Cam's girlfriend can hoop. Yeah,
he said he.
You
was
know,
a baller.
Cam's picked up some pointers.
I love you, Cam, but no. Give me Draylon Miller.
Fair enough. Let us know in the chat whose team would win and by how much.
Your team wins because you have the best player by far.
I just want the chat to say. I get abused enough in these drafts as it is.
It's true. This might be the first draft you've ever won against
me. No, I've won some before.
You can tell when RK's pissed off that you didn't get who. RK's like, no, you know why.
No, I was the one. He was going to let me have it. I was the one who thought it should be fair. We'd rock, paper, scissors it. Because I knew who won that was going to win the draft.
Sorry.
I thought of taking Shador to be my vision on the court. But all of his teammates talk a lot of trash about his hoops game.
I think you did a good job without having Travis, for sure.
Were coaches allowed on this, or was it just football players?
Just players.
Just the roster.
Yeah, I also... Namir Robinson
probably overlooked. Should have been picked. Yeah, definitely. Any other snubs? Maybe like a Shamar Mateer?
I'm told I have a text of a snub here. Oh, Will Shepard would have been a great wing player.
Yes.
I got Omarion Miller, though.
Yep, not bad. Trying to see who else. Maybe one of the Wade brothers? Keaton, he's the bigger one.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that I have some support. Appreciate you guys.
Look, it's a close game. Third Eye Sky says it's a 7-point game right there.
All right. I think my team's defense is really going to have to step up.
I mean, yeah. Probably.
We probably have to do like some sort of, you know, triangle and two, double Travis.
Yeah, you double team in Travis?
Yeah. You gotta get the ball out of his hands.
Fair enough. I mean, you do have the size inside.
I know.
You're kind of forcing him to shoot.
That's what I mean. Like, let him have to get by someone and, you know, make a floater.
He's not getting to the rim super easy. So.
No. And I've already told Savion, like, no easy buckets. Use your five fouls.
I mean, isn't that what kind of Shiloh's for, though? Like, he'll fight Tavion.
Yeah, well, Shiloh. Shiloh's going to do something wild out there.
The battle in the paint between Jordan Seaton and Savion Washington.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
I feel like, you know, I'm getting a little bit of an age advantage there, you know?
That's true, but I got a 5-star athlete on my side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never seen Seat hoop, though.
I've seen him move, though, yeah, and I know that guy can move.
He can move.
All right, what's up, chat? What do we got today? Hit the thumbs up button.
Travis J was a state champion basketball player, apparently.
There you go. The squad can hoop.
Oh, yeah.
The football team can hoop.
Chidoze.
There's some nastiness. Chidoze with Shiloh. Whew.
Yeah.
Other teams leaving black and blue after that one, man. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit that like button. Oh, big teasy's going in today. We got four of them.
Also, I don't know how you could say I was in denial. I already conceded.
The first one, a beacon of light with words, spoiler alert. Thank you, Big Teasy.
What's the spoiler alert?
I don't know. He's got four of them today, so.
I know, but what are... Never mind.
You got this next one.
Second super sticker, an open eye with the words sneak peek, which is also a lot like spoiler alert.
And another one that says an unopened or an opened cardboard box with the word unboxing.
And finally...
There's two more. Oh,
there's two more. Two more. Wait for it. Words with a clock as the A. What?
I don't know either. Last one. A post-it note with the text, I'll be back, appearing on it.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate you, Big Teasy. JC Crane says, did y'all see that clip of Shador with the Jag Scout? Shador talked to a lot of people on Tuesday.
Well, okay. I did not see the clip, sorry.
It's in Well Off, I think.
From Pro Day?
Yeah, Coach Prime's like sitting on the benches, like where they were doing, you know, where they run in between for 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And Shador walks up, and this is just a Jags guy who I think obviously knows Coach Prime, and then starts talking to Shador.
Okay. My hottest take about Shador's NFL future is that Jerry Jones is going to move mountains to get him.
Arthur Blank, too.
They just signed Kirk Cousins to $1 billion.
The guy's how old, though?
Yeah, but you're not going to do that if you're going to go high draft. Well, they're not even going to get a high enough draft pick.
It's Broncos. The Cowboys or bust, probably. Man.
The Cowboys won't
it
either.
It is Broncos or bust for sure, but.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. That's what I want.
Yeah.
But I just have a feeling the Cowboys are going to try to do something like trade Dak and something to try and get a high enough pick to get Shador. But
Jerry's going to undercut us.
My thing is the Broncos are going to be so bad. They're going to have the number one overall pick. It's going to be like Caleb Williams. You're not going to trade it away.
I so severely hope you're right.
Ooh, actually, before we finish these, we have to hit a final break.
Okay.
A lot of talk about the hardwood out there this week, right?
Pause.
I was talking about basketball, but okay.
You put a space in there. There's a space.
You put the space, brother.
No, you did.
Anyways, shout out to Empire Today. If you need a new floor for your home or business, hit them up. They're the best place to get new flooring. That's all they do. They're not going to try and upsell you on some other stuff for your home. They're just trying to help you get the best flooring possible. You can use their virtual floor designer. It's a great way to try out a variety of options and see exactly what works for you. You can schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive a $350 off discount when they use the promo code DMVR. Restrictions apply. See empiretoday.com/DMVR for details.
Also, shout out to Fubo TV, the absolute best way in Denver to watch the Nuggets and Avalanche. It is bullshit what Altitude has been doing and Comcast or whoever else it is for all this time. But rather than complaining about it, just get Fubo and you won't ever think about it ever again. You'll be free from the billionaire dick measuring contest.
Also, with what Coach Prime said on Wednesday, if for somehow, some reason, the Pac-12 holds on to these spring game rights, you're going to want Fubo TV.
You are, absolutely. But no matter what, you want Fubo TV because it's a great, great product for a great, great deal. And you can go to www.fubotv.com/DNVR for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. It's a great deal.
Oh, you guys are coming with the hard hitters today. What else do we got next, Yaya? Love the shirt, RK. Where'd you get it?
I don't remember. Either on Instagram or at a thrift festival.
How's your quote graphic doing right now?
It's actually popping. It was brought up on the March Madness stream today that we should make a quote graphic of Coach Prime complimenting my haircut.
The Dancy Fade is probably the most popular haircut associated with this team. I'd say right now you're a good favorite for number two. So when do we get the RK's Fade Burner account on
Twitter? That's up to the people.
Shout out to the guy who runs Dancy's Fade Burner. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's cool. But yeah, I just, this is, the reason I wore this today is because I actually wore this for the Boise game. I'm really superstitious. So this, we're riding with this until the Buffs lose. Hopefully it's a long time.
There we go. MLN, how about Coach Lode Holt talking about fencing in O-line talent? Oh, fencing in O-line talent in state. Yeah, we talked about this a bit earlier in the week. I think I asked you about it, but interesting. He's a Colorado kid himself, too.
Give me talent wherever you can find it. Exactly. If it's in Colorado, that's great. If it's not, that's also great. I don't care.
Let me try and find the top 2025 Colorado high school recruits.
Eric says, has a football player at CU ever also played basketball at CU? I feel like the answer is yes, but no one's popping to mind off the top.
Drew Carter?
He didn't really do it. Man, Tyler, can you think of anyone? Football player who also played basketball for the Buffs? Like on the team? I don't know. I can't think of anyone for certain.
So, 247 has these top recruits.
Who? Byron Wizard-White. The greatest Buff of all time.
The GOAT.
I totally forgot that, yes.
He also played baseball, so he was a triathlete.
He played baseball. He played basketball. He played football. He was the quarterback. Sometimes the running back. Also the kicker and the punter. He also was a Supreme Court judge and led the NFL in rushing yards.
What can't he do?
There was also Dave Logan played both.
Oh, yeah, Dave Logan. Dave Logan also a three-sport athlete.
Some legends right there. So according to 247 Sports, the top high school recruits in Colorado in the 2025 class, Soren Shinofield out of Cherry Creek. He's an offensive tackle, 6'6", 275.
Okay.
Three-star. Aiden Napke out of Cherry Creek. He's a safety, three-star. Mikhail Benner is a three-star cornerback out of Broomfield. We've got Austin Madrazewski.
You hear the problem, though, right?
There's only one.
Well, the problem is three-star. That we're talking about the best players in the state, and they're three-stars.
Yeah. And there's only one offensive lineman right now, anyways. So I guess Soren Shinofield, name to look out for.
How's that? Let me see
bro,
that.
Bro, I nailed all of these. Don't even give it to me. I nailed all of those. Nailed all of them.
So, Soren, I would go with Shinofield.
Whatever,
I'm just saying. Don't roll your eyes at me. I'm just telling you that I think you were off. Final question here. Oh, no. Two questions. Aaron Lewis, how many fan favorites leave in the May portal? Probably more than the average person expects. I don't know about fan favorites. Total players, I think, will be larger than the average person expects.
It's not going to be like last year. It's not going to be anywhere close.
No.
But there will be, I'm sure, a decent amount of players that enter the portal.
Let me put it this way. There's going to be enough players to enter the portal to cause outsiders to overreact to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to create enough room to bring in some of the best players in the spring portal back into the program.
Yes. There will be a day or two on Twitter. That'll be fun.
Definitely. Kevin asks, any interviews planned with some of the guys coming in during the spring? Maybe.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Can't tell you guys everything. Will the Buffs run more play action or run pass options? Is there a difference? There's a big difference, yes. I'd expect, more play action, maybe fewer RPOs this year compared to last year.
I think you'll still see RPOs, but it'll be more the traditional kind of base RPOs.
If you saw, there's a clip today that someone tagged or someone DM'd me. They're in like a three-bunch set, and the two guys on the inside, cross the field to clear it out. The other guy goes up on like a wheel or something, and the tight end comes across like in the flat.
Like a drag?
Yeah. And I mean, it's the beautiful like half field read type of thing. Yep. Shador's just going to cook.
Yes. Yeah. I do think you'll see less RPO, more play action to agree with you there.
But that's it. We're going to hop on our Bracket Insanity live stream with the guys here very, very shortly. Tip off in about 15 minutes.
It'll be a little bit more than that, I assume.
Is the Marquette game over?
Yes.
Okay. So stay tuned. We will be hanging out with y'all very, very soon. It was a great week on this show, by the way.
It was a great week. It's nice to be back talking a little football and then also have all this basketball mixed in as well. It makes our life easy.
Definitely.
Appreciate it, everyone. Hit the thumbs up.
We'll be back on Monday. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs. Oh.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.